88.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. However, you aren't allowed to call in about the exact same topic every single night. You know, we do have a few general rules here on Free Talk Live, and usually we don't have to pull out those rules because most people seem to understand that it's really bad radio to call in about the exact same thing every single night. So if that's what you're doing, you're not going to be allowed to call in to Free Talk Live. So keep that in mind. Try to keep it fresh. Keep it original. We want to hear your thoughts on issues, things that you think are important. 855-450-FREE, that is the ProXPN toll-free line. Coming up, the ride-sharing taxi sort of-ish company Uber, and if you do go look them up on Wikipedia, Daryl, you will see a description of them that describes them as that they are a ride-sharing service. They are also, according to the Wikipedia article, they are a company that has a mobile application that connects passengers with drivers of vehicles for hire and ride-sharing services. So I guess you can ride-share and vehicle for hire. I'm not really sure what the difference right. is there. But we'll talk
well,
more
the
about
different. I can tell you the difference. The difference is if I'm driving to Manchester and I say, hey, anybody in the Keene area need to go to Manchester.
That would be a ride-share.
That's a ride-share.
But you would collect money if you were doing it through Uber.
I could collect money if I just said, I'm going right. this way. Anybody want to go?
So anyway,
a vehicle for hire is when somebody, you know, calls up a driver and says, I need to go to X place. And the driver might not necessarily have been intending to go to X location, but the driver will do it on a for-hire service.
Right, and now Uber is, there's some hot water happening in the city of Houston over Uber and other ride-sharing services, etc. We'll talk about that. But since we're on the car topic here, there's news about Tesla Motors. The chief of Tesla Motors, the founder, chairman, product architect, CEO, I'm not sure he's the founder, but he's certainly high up there at Tesla, has written a letter to the people of New Jersey in response to what has happened there. They have been halted from selling their cars direct to consumer. And that's kind of the news headline that we've seen all over the place. Tesla forced to halt sales in New Jersey, according to PC Magazine. Let's see, the Governor Chris Christie's office has been slammed by Tesla Motors. They are going to be forced to shut down sales operations effective April 1st, said a Tesla spokesman. And we'll just jump right into the blog post from TeslaMotors.com from their chairman, product architect, and CEO. On Tuesday, under pressure from the New Jersey auto dealer lobby to protect its monopoly, the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission, composed of political appointees of the governor, ended your right to purchase vehicles at a manufacturer's store within the state. Governor Christie had promised that this would be put to a vote of the elected state representative or state legislature, which is the appropriate way to change the law. When it became apparent to the auto dealer lobby that this approach would not succeed, they cut a backroom deal with the governor to circumvent the legislative process and pass a regulation that is fundamentally contrary to the intent of the law. It's worth examining the history of these laws just to understand why they exist, as the auto dealer franchise laws were originally put in place for a just cause and are now being twisted to an unjust purpose. Many decades, which is very typical with law, people come up with an idea for a law and they have this great vision, this great plan for what they think it's going to help. And then later on, well, it turns out that, number one, you don't write the law yourself. It's written up by a committee of people, government politicians. And then eventually,
not necessarily, because here in New Hampshire, and I know for a fact that it's similar in other states to where you as a, you know, quote unquote citizen can call up your legislator and say, hey, I've got this idea for a bill. Will you introduce it? And in a lot of places, you have to write up the proposal yourself.
Well, okay, you can write it, but ultimately what gets passed isn't what you wrote, because the committees get their hands on it and they start playing political football.
Right.
With it. So, yeah, okay, in New Hampshire you can write the initial piece of legislation, but whatever comes out of the committees isn't necessarily what you wrote. In fact, they can completely change the intentions of
yes.
what you originally wrote. So that was what the point I was trying to make. So anyway, the CEO of Tesla Motors, Elon Musk, goes on to explain what he believed the history of these laws were, these dealership laws, basically. Many decades ago, he says the incumbent auto manufacturers sold franchises to generate capital and gain a sales force. Franchisees then further invested a lot of their money and time in building up the dealerships. That's a fair deal, and it should not be broken. However, some of the big auto companies later engaged in pressure tactics to get the franchisees to sell their dealerships back at a low price. Franchisees rightly sought protection from their state legislatures, which resulted in laws on the books today throughout the United States. And these laws are not present anywhere else in the world. I don't really understand what the reason for that was. He says the intent was simply to prevent a fair and long-standing deal between an existing auto company and its dealers from being broken, not to prevent a new company that has no franchisees from selling directly to consumers. In most states, oh, I guess I see what he's saying. The auto manufacturers were trying to yank the distributorships
right.
from some of the franchisees.
Like, you know, Chevrolet, which has had, you know, franchisees or, you know, the various outlets for mm-hmm. years, would not be able to just come in, you know, absent this law, you know, they could just come in and start selling themselves, but it doesn't really make sense for Chevrolet to come in and sell direct because they're so huge. It does make sense for a small car company to sell direct.
In most states, the laws are reasonable and clear. In a handful of states, the laws were written in an overzealous or ambiguous manner. When all auto companies sold through franchises, this didn't really matter. However, when Tesla came along as a new company with no existing franchisees, the auto dealers, who possess vastly more resources and influence than Tesla, nonetheless sought to force us to sell through them. The reason that we did not choose to do this is that the auto dealers have a fundamental conflict of interest between promoting gasoline cars, which constitute virtually all of their revenue, and electric cars, which constitute virtually none. Moreover, it's much harder to sell a new technology car from a new company when people are so used to the old. Inevitably, they revert to selling what's easy, and it's game over for the new company. The evidence is clear. When has an American startup auto company ever succeeded by selling through auto dealers? The last successful American car company was Chrysler, which was founded almost a century ago. And even they went bankrupt a few years ago, along with General Motors. Since the founding of Chrysler, there have been dozens of failures, Tucker and DeLorean simply being the most well-known. In recent years, electric car startups such as Fisker, Koda, and many others attempted to use auto dealers, and all failed. An even bigger conflict of interest with auto dealers is they make most of their profit from service. But electric cars require much less service than gasoline cars. There are no oil, spark plug, or fuel filter changes, no tune-ups, no smog checks required for an electric car. Also, all Tesla Model S vehicles are capable of over-the-air updates to upgrade their software, just like your phone or computer, so no visit to the service center is required for that either. Going a step further, I've made it a principle within Tesla that we should never attempt to make servicing a profit center. It doesn't seem right to me that companies try to make a profit off consumers when their product breaks. Overcharging people for unneeded servicing, and often not even fixing the original problem, is rampant within the auto industry and happened to me personally on several occasions when I drove gasoline cars. I resolved we would endeavor never to do such a thing at Tesla, as described in a Tesla service blog post that I wrote last year. So why did they claim that this change was necessary, that is, to prevent Tesla Motors from selling directly to consumers?
Because New Jersey has always hated Tesla because of Edison.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Maybe you work in the auto business. You've got some comments. It's Free Talk Live.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-564-6941. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941. 1-800-564-6941.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want right here, toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username is lrn.fm. Still to come, more of the controversy over ride-sharing company Uber and what's happening in Houston, where Houston politicians and government bureaucrats are really upset Daryl's got the story about that, and also we'll continue here with the CEO of Tesla Motors. He is Elon Musk, the chairman and product architect of the company. He is pretty upset about what's happened in New Jersey, where they have banned his company from doing business because they just wanted to sell their product to people without a middleman. They didn't want to do a dealership model kind of business for the automotive world. They wanted to just sell direct to consumer. And now the dealerships are upset because they want to get a piece of the action. And if they can't have a piece, then no one can have Tesla Motors. At least no one can sell Tesla Motors in New Jersey. That's what's happening now. We'll continue that story here in moments. Also, to let you know how to get Bitcoins, we were talking in the last hour quite a bit about Bitcoins. They're a very exciting currency and a financial transaction system, financial network. Bitcoins are amazing. You really owe it to yourself to go and check them out at weusecoins.com. And when you have your wallet, which you can get right now over at blockchain.info for free, when you have your wallet ready, you've got to put some coins in it. You can do that by going to cashintocoins.com. It's probably the easiest way to get Bitcoins. The instructions are very simple. It's fast, safe, legal, and inexpensive. Plus, customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer. Plus, their rates are awesome. Plus, you can donate some of your fee to charity. And as always, if you want to make it so there's no fee at Cash Into Coins, just order less than $40 worth of Bitcoin. Maybe you just want to dabble a little bit, or you don't have that much to spend on Bitcoins. Again, you can buy a fraction of a Bitcoin, and that's, you're definitely going to be getting a fraction of a Bitcoin for $40. But if you do $40 or less, then there's no fee, or orders under $40 carry no fee at cashintocoins.com. Cashintocoins.com. Daryl and I, we both used Cash Into Coins, and I will probably use them in the future. Cashintocoins.com. They make it easy. So let's go back to the email here. I guess not email, but blog post from Tesla Motors.
One thing that I realize it's not entirely related, but Tesla has actually sold cars for Bitcoin.
No way. Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's really exciting. I did not hear. I had not heard about that.
Yeah, that happened several months ago.
Huh.
That happened several months before I sold my car for Bitcoin.
That's huge. I mean, are they the first major car company to do that, or have there been some dealerships that have also been taking Bitcoin?
As far as I know, Tesla was the first business to ever sell a car for Bitcoin.
So what's happening in New Jersey is Tesla has been prohibited from doing business or from continuing to do business because they were doing business, and they're going to be forced to stop in about 2 weeks. So the beginning of April, it'll be over for Tesla Motors in New Jersey. And the CEO has a few words to say in his open letter to the people of New Jersey on TeslaMotors.com. Why did they claim that this was necessary? Well, the rationale given for the regulation change that requires auto companies to sell through dealers is that it ensures consumer protection. If you believe this, Governor Christie has a bridge closure he wants to sell you. Unless they're referring to the mafia version of protection, this is obviously untrue. As anyone who's ever been through the conventional auto dealer purchase process knows, consumer protection is pretty much the furthest thing from the typical car dealer's mind. There are other ways to assess the premise that auto dealers take better care of customers than Tesla does. Consumer Reports conducts an annual survey of 1.1 million subscribers, which factors in quality, reliability, and consumer satisfaction. The Tesla Model S was the overall top pick of any vehicle in the world, scoring 99 out of 100. This is the highest score any car has ever received. By comparison, the industry report card Ford Ford, which sells their cars through franchise dealers, received a score of 50. BMW, which makes competing premium sedans, received a score of 66. Consumers across the country have voiced their opinion on the sales model that they prefer. In North Carolina, a Triangle Business Journal poll found that 97% of people polled said Tesla should be allowed to sell cars directly. A poll by the Austin Business Journal showed that 86% of respondents were in favor of direct sales. And in a Los Angeles Times poll, 99% of respondents came to the same conclusion. These aren't polls that we commissioned, and there are many more like them. We have not seen a single poll that didn't result in an overwhelming majority saying that they preferred the direct model to the traditional dealer model. And why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't you want to cut out the middleman? Why wouldn't you want to go straight to the manufacturer? If you can get a product straight from the manufacturer, you know you're going to get it at probably the best price.
But, Ian, if you cut out the middleman, then think about all of those starving families that you will then have.
Right, because all those middlemen couldn't possibly work anywhere else.
We need more middlemen. And then we can solve the unemployment problem.
Well, this is the old way, Daryl. I mean, what you're talking about is sort of the old method of doing business. And now, in this day and age, in this information super age that we have, it's easy to cut out the middleman. It's happening in businesses all over the place. And it's to the benefit of customers. Now, there are still examples where if you buy from a dealer... Or excuse me, if you don't not buy from dealer. If you buy from the vendor, the manufacturer. If you buy from a manufacturer, right, you will actually pay more than buying from a dealer. That's because they're giving their dealers special wholesale prices, and they have agreed to not undercut them. I'm pretty sure that's the reason why those things happen. But for the most part, if you're buying from the manufacturer, you can get the best deal in a lot of cases. And obviously, the middlemen are very, very threatened by that sort of thing. So the essay here goes on from TeslaMotors.com. Democracy, he writes, is supposed to be reflecting the will of the people. When a politician acts in a manner so radically opposed to the will of the people who elected him, the only explanation is there are other factors at play. Some reassurances are also in order. Until at least April 1st, everything is business as usual for Tesla in New Jersey. It should be noted this regulation deals only with sales, so our service centers will not be affected. Our stores will transition to being galleries where you can see the car and ask questions of our staff, but we will not be able to discuss price or complete a sale in the store. However, that can still be done at our Manhattan store just over the river in Chelsea or our King of Prussia store near Philadelphia. So you can go look at the cars in New Jersey and talk about the cars in New Jersey with their people, but if you want to buy one, you'll have to take a little trip. More importantly, even after April 1st, you will still be able to order vehicles from New Jersey for delivery in New Jersey from our TeslaMotors.com website. So I guess if you're in their New Jersey store, they'll just send you home with a URL and tell you how you can buy the car online. We're evaluating judicial remedies to correct the situation, and if you believe that your right to buy direct at Tesla should be restored, please contact your state senator and assemblyman. They then give you the appropriate link to give you that contact information. He says, finally, we would like to thank the many people who showed up in Trenton on Tuesday to support Tesla and speak out against the MVC's backdoor tactics, that's Motor Vehicle Commission, in passing this regulation change without public consultation or due process. It was an amazing response at very short notice and much appreciated. Well, I wish them the best of luck. Of course, New Jersey is one of the most notoriously corrupt places to be, yes, and to do business, so I don't expect you're going to see any sort of change there anytime soon, but I would love to be proven wrong. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the ride-sharing service Uber and what the Houston politicians are doing. They're freaking out. It's Free Talk Live.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happened, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com. That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. Criminals know that your doors are weak and your alarm system can't keep them out. That's the sound of the same door, now protected by the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and alarm systems can't prevent forced entry. Harden your door and door jam with the Door Sentinel. Go to MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com and enter coupon code SAFE for 15% off of your order. The Door Sentinel, your home's first line of defense.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy biofilms.
byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got a website. You can go there and enjoy all kinds of great features, which include our mobile site. Those of you with a smartphone can go to mlikemobile.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our live streams and the podcast. All of it is free. Our mobile site, again, is m.freetalklive.com. Now, if you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, go check out manventureoutpost.com. They carry the name brands you want at the lowest prices on handguns, long guns, ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, firearm accessories, archery, air guns, holsters, water purification, tents, apparel, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, and they have the lowest prices. But don't take my word for it. Go and check it out for yourself. ManVentureOutpost.com. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. As we go to the phones and your thoughts, coming up, Daryl's going to tell us about how the politicians and bureaucrats in Houston, Texas, are freaking out over what the company Uber has been doing there. And we'll go first to your phone calls, though. Brian is listening in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live, Brian.
Hey, and this is Brian. Like I said, Brian, I was listening Monday to you guys talking about the e-cigarette ban that Los Angeles has going on.
Yes, sir.
And I have a million-dollar idea for some entrepreneur out there.
All right.
They need to take the e-cigarette dispensers and make them in the shape of an asthma inhaler, and then you don't have to worry about them getting kicked out of restaurants or theaters.
That is really smart. You know, that I think is brilliant, actually. And that is, you're right, because the reason why e-cigarettes are being banned is because people are saying, the critics are saying, well, it looks like smoking, and that could make children want to smoke. And so what you're saying is if it doesn't look like smoking anymore, if it instead looks like somebody's got an asthma inhaler, then that that would probably be enough at the very least to avoid the e-cigarette ban, because the people who were looking to enforce it probably wouldn't necessarily recognize or realize that they were those were actually e-cigarettes.
Yeah, I imagine it would be a pretty easy modification for somebody who knows how to do those things.
That's good stuff, Brian. Thanks for sharing that. Anything else you want to get out there?
That's about it. Thank you very much for your work.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, the e-cigarette ban. Very, very concerning.
I've got concerns about making the e-cigarette look like an inhaler.
Why?
Because we already know that there are laws and regulations against possessing synthetic forms of substances.
And you mean like bath salts?
Well, not only bath salts, but also prescription drugs. It is illegal to possess synthetics of those.
Okay. Without a prescription.
Without a prescription. Well, no, it's illegal to possess the synthetic of a prescription drug.
Okay.
It's illegal to possess the prescription drug without a prescription. Inhalers are prescription medication.
Right.
So if you're possessing something that appears to be an inhaler, I could see some overly zealous cops going around arresting people for, you know, using what appears to be an inhaler without a prescription for an inhaler.
I don't know. Maybe. Are the police the ones that are enforcing the e-cigarette ban, or is it the health department?
I don't know. The police enforce all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, they do.
You can't have a lit cigarette within so many feet of, you know, an entryway into a building in a lot of places. It's the cops that go around and write those tickets. It's
not
the
always.
Cops
not
that
always. Sometimes
go
it's
around
the health department
and arrest people for having things that, you know, synthesize the effects of cannabis.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see what you're saying, but I guess it wouldn't surprise me if it did happen, but it does seem to be a bit of a stretch. There's the idea of the bans you're talking about, where if I say, Daryl, I'm going to sell you a bag of marijuana, and then I instead sell you a bag of some other
oregano.
Green leafy substance, that's the crime of selling something purported as an illegal drug.
Right.
Which I think is kind of similar to what you're getting at when you say that, you know, these e-cigarette inhaler-looking devices could be confused by a police officer.
Well, I was reading over a bill here in New Hampshire last night where they're wanting to modify the law for drug analogs, synthetic drug analogs.
Mm.
And currently, the law says that any synthetic drug analog is supposed to be designed to, with the intent to replicate the effects of something that is banned.
Okay.
They want to change that to say anything that produces an effect of something that is banned. So to broaden it. So, for instance, if you smoke nutmeg, it will get you high. Very similar to if you smoke cannabis.
I thought you had to eat nutmeg. I didn't know you could smoke the nutmeg. Are you sure about that, Daryl?
I have been told that smoking nutmeg,
I've heard if you eat enough nutmeg, you'll trip. But you've got to eat
probably
like a jar
that as
of
well.
It. You have to eat an S load of nutmeg.
But if you smoke nutmeg,
all right,
it will get you high. Based on this new wording, if it goes through, then anyone with nutmeg with the intent to smoke could then wind up finding themselves in jail, even though nutmeg was not produced to give off the effect. It just happens to have the effect.
Smoking nutmeg can make you high, according to ask.com, due to the chemical myristicin, which can give you a nice buzz when taken in a moderate amount. However, too much of the substance can be very risky because it can cause death. So if you think that it's going to be like marijuana, you might want to think twice. Now, that's obviously a very, very cursory examination into the topic. I would recommend you, if you're going to consider doing something like smoking nutmeg, you may want to do some research first to find out what other people's experiences have been. And I think he just put down the nutmeg pipe. Dave is with us in Poughkeepsie. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. First, I just want to say that there's a guy on Zello. His name is Chuck. Keeps on making fun of my friend, calling her a crackhead, which is wrong. Chuck, if you keep on making fun of my friend, I'm going to find
Dave,
you.
Dave, we're not using Free Talk Live to threaten people. That's not what we do here on Free Talk Live.
There's a guy, he keeps making fun of my friend, keep calling her a crackhead. She is not a crackhead.
No one knows what you're talking about. They can't relate to it. It has nothing to do with anything except your own personal issues that you have with people on the internet. And you attract these conversations to yourself, Dave, by going and putting yourself in places where people have anonymity and they aren't afraid to say what they really think and be really nasty towards other people. So I don't know if you're looking for sympathy or if you were just using the airwaves to threaten this individual, but if it was the latter, then that's totally inappropriate. This is a show where you can call about what you want, but the intention there is that you call about things that are issues or your opinion on something that's sort of out there that people can relate to. It's not your personal forum. It's not your personal forum to make threats over the internet.
I do have issues because last week you and Daryl made fun of me. And
all right.
I want is a
goodbye, Dave. You've called about that multiple times now, demanding an apology from Daryl and I, and it's been made clear that you're not going to get one. And we'll just stop taking your calls, okay, if you're going to keep calling about the same thing. Because I told you off the air, I had the board operator explain to you that you're not to continue calling about the same thing night after night. You didn't call initially about the same thing. You had some sort of complaint about somebody else you've been arguing with on the internet. And then you went right back into your same old complaint. So you can consider yourself done. First person to ever be banned from Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. But please, this is not your personal forum to make threats online or over the air towards other people. Not what the show's about. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Daryl.
Daryl's got a website, actually a couple of them, as a matter of fact, fpp.cc. It's more of the written side of Daryl, and then fppradio.com is the audio side of Daryl. What things will people find on those sites, Daryl?
Well, as you said, fpp.cc is more the written side. That's where they will find the newspaper, the books that I have published, some of which I have written, others that others have written. And even more books that are, there's at least one book that is, I'm forgetting the term, there are a bunch of people that have contributed, anthology is the word I'm looking for, at least one book that is an anthology. You can find the books there at fpp.cc, and I actually now have a standalone website for fppradio.com.
Uh-huh. Meaning that it's no longer just a page on fpp.cc.
Right. It was previously just a page on fpp.cc, and I am now getting the standalone site set up.
Where you feature multiple podcasts that you produce on a weekly basis, as well as a live show of your own, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio.
Plus a daily newscast.
That's right. And that's been going strong now for a few weeks, right?
40 days. Excellent. Today was the 40th daily five-minute newscast.
Very dedicated, probably one of the most dedicated people in the Liberty podcasting universe. So fppradio.com for more of Daryl in audio form. And, of course, we'll take your calls. Let's go straight to the phones and the fun. Actually, in this case, straight to the Skype, where Howard is on the line, listening in Philly. Go ahead, Howard. Do we have Howard in Philly? Howard going once. Howard going twice. You know what? It could be the sound card. Sometimes my sound card totally craps out, and every now and then it'll be my fault. We'll diagnose the problem here as we approach the news at the top of the hour, so hopefully Howard will be patient, and we will try him back here in just a moment. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Still to come tonight, the Uber story. Uber is a ride-sharing facilitation service, also a service that will facilitate you with a ride for hire as well. People can basically sign up with this company, and they can become sort of drivers for Uber. They're not actually working for Uber. They're just working
with
Uber.
They are independent contractors.
Right. They're working with Uber to help people who want rides get rides without actually being a taxi company, without being hopefully subject to the same taxi regulations, which, of course, is really upsetting certain taxi companies and the people in the government who are the buddies of the taxi companies. We'll talk about the Houston situation that's been developing recently there. But first, Jason is in Meadville, Pennsylvania. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, gentlemen.
Hey, welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, I caught your... some of your reading of about the Tesla CEO or founder talking about how New Jersey's trying to shut down his model of selling his vehicles. And yeah, I just want to say that, you know, it's a shame. You know, if in a truly free society, I would tend to think that, you know, anyone could sell their wares any way they wanted to, and if they failed to deliver what their customers wanted in the end, their customers would walk and they would suffer the consequences and therefore have to change or just simply go out of business, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And why shouldn't a company be able to just sell directly to their consumers, you know, cutting out the middleman? Of course, that's really the issue here, is the middlemen don't want to be cut out.
Yeah, it's always the folks that have the power want to keep it. And, you know, that's just absolutely prevalent. And of course, you know, along the topic of cars and consumer freedom, I've exercised mine by noticing that a majority of cars on the road, with the exception of I think all the German brands, lack the probably about $150 worth of extra cost to extend the life of the body another 8 years in climates like northwestern Pennsylvania, at least. And so my response to that was to walk away from those brands that don't bother to do that.
I'm confused. On what are you? What is it that you're talking about that they're missing?
Well, it's pretty simple. They all the German cars, if you look at their rust-through warranties, 12 years. And if you look at them on the road, the older cars don't have rust holes through them. Meanwhile, it seems like everything else does when they get about that old around here.
Hmm.
And what the Germans are doing differently, one of the major steps is they simply spray a little bit of wax oil emulsion on the insides of the cavities of the cars before, you know, before the car is finally assembled. And I have an older Mercedes I've been working on recently, and it has that. It's a 1990 model, and no holes rusted through it, and the wax is definitely present.
Wow.
It's some body work.
So how long have they been offering this wax spraying feature?
Since I think Mercedes probably brought it in about the probably 1985. Volkswagen.
And you're saying the competitors in the American and Japanese car markets have not emulated this?
No, not at all. And look at how they stand behind their product. That's where the consumer freedom comes in here too. 5-year rust-free warranties are common until you look at Volkswagen, 12-year rust-free warranty, Mercedes. I don't work for a car dealer, by the way. I am a car guy, and I believe though that people that when you see somebody doing something right and you know they have a higher set of values, like basically building a product that's actually going to hold up and not rob the consumer later on down the road by rusting through, which happens a lot. I've been seeing a lot of cars around here, especially after the economy got kind of bad. People were forced to actually hang on to their cars longer, and next thing you know, you see cars where you could just walk up to them and grab a hold of some metal and start pulling and just pull half the car apart. You know what I mean? It's because there was no, basically it was basically the consumers were robbed when the company that built the car didn't put the extra, probably, I mean, I bet you could have a guy apply this wax to a car in 6 minutes. I'm willing to bet you anything. It takes 6 minutes to spray that on. So,
you mean like on the line or 6 minutes? Yeah, would that be 6 minutes on the assembly line or six minutes any old time?
Assembly line, yeah. It would take much longer to retrofit a car like that. But
right.
Yeah, I mean, the body's disassembled. Somebody walks up to the spray gun, starts spraying all the predetermined areas, and you've just extended the life of the car another 7 or 8 years.
That's awesome.
And the consumer is better served, and the problem is the consumer has to be wise enough to know this.
Well, good. You've just informed a whole bunch of them. And, Jason, thank you for sharing that thought tonight here on Free Talk Live. I certainly appreciate the expertise.
So I had a thought.
Yes.
And before I get to the thought, somebody sent me a message on the Facebooks saying that there already is a prescription nicotine inhaler.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah. So I asked them for more info on it. So I thought that was
really
interesting.
You're a visionary, Daryl. It's too bad you didn't have the idea first.
So I had this thought, how many other businesses or industries allow you to buy straight from the manufacturer?
I mean, there are some of them, not that many.
For the most part, you're going through a middleman.
Yeah.
You're not going directly to Samsung to purchase a video camera.
You're going through
a middleman.
Yeah, they've got licensed dealers that have been approved to sell their products.
The only computer company that I can think of, there's actually two, where you actually generally buy directly from them, Dell and Gateway, assuming that Gateway is still around.
I think most of the computer companies out there are selling direct to consumer. I mean, I'm pretty sure that, I don't know, maybe you're right.
Most people are going through, they might go
Staples
to the Apple store to get their iPad or whatever.
Well, that would be direct to consumer. It's Apple-owned stores.
Right.
I think you would see computer companies selling more frequently to consumers than other industries.
Right.
But that's because they're newer, right?
Like, for the most part, you know, Walmart doesn't produce anything.
True.
They're a middleman for hundreds of businesses.
That's true. And they do a good job at that. 855-450-FREE, that's the Pro-XPN toll-free line. Because in a lot of cases, the products at Walmart, it wouldn't make sense for them to sell direct to consumer. It would be difficult to facilitate sales of, you know, toothpaste.
I want to buy a case of cereal.
We're on the way here. Hour 3's next.
Quantum Vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.